Welcome to the Fear Chronicles, False Evidence Appearing Real, where we are covering real stories for navigating burnout, bold moves, and becoming your best self. I'm your host, Natasha Aga, private practice strategist, mother of two, and recovering perfectionist. This is the space where we get honest about the pivots, the pressure, and the purpose behind it all. If you're navigating life transitions, career shifts, motherhood, or learning to trust yourself again, you're in the right place. Let's dive in.
Welcome back. I thought that this topic was truly needed following the three-part time series. And if you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to those episodes after this. There are so many gold nuggets sprinkled in there with actual steps to help with all things time and life-lifing. Who do you want to be? How do you get to where or who you want to be? Do you feel that the gap is so big between where you are now and where you want to be? The quickest way to achieve your goals and to really close or narrow that gap between your current where you are currently and where you want to be is through embodiment. So, let's break this down because this applies across so many areas of your life. Think of this through the lens of your future self, the version of yourself that is doing all the things at the level of your goals, the version of yourself that has the things that you desire at the level of your goals. To close the gap, you need to become your future self now. So this may sound a little woo-woo, but zoom out for a second, stay with me now, and think about it. It actually makes sense. In order to become the version of you that has what you want, you need to become her now. To be her means to embody her. That is all the things. What is she thinking? What is she doing? What is she planning? What is she tolerating and what is she not tolerating? Does she take care of herself, eating healthy and working out? Is she prioritizing herself? Is she sacrificing her self-worth? Is she setting and maintaining boundaries to protect her peace? Is she settling for less than what she deserves? The concept of future present can seem elusive at first, but when you break it down, this is the fastest way to bridge the gap between wanting and having whatever it is that you desire. Now, let's break this down into more practical and actionable hacks and tips for you today, because I feel like that is really why I'm here, is to break this down. And so you can walk away, or after listening to this, walk away with actual strategies. So let's start with your mornings. How can you simplify the start of your day or your morning routine? So I'm going to give you, not all the examples are going to be from my personal life, but a lot of them are, because I have found, as simple as they sound, again, I go with simple yet effective, of things that we may not always do because we're like, oh, I can do that then, or I can do that tomorrow type of thing. So hear me out. So simplifying your mornings can be picking out your outfit the night before, setting and forgetting just morning routines or breakfast, right, and snacks. So that can be just having like two or three go-to for either yourself, or two to three go-to choices for yourself and or your kids or partner. You plan your mornings out around your energy. So what that means is you want to reduce that, what we're going to call decision fatigue, and increase time efficiency. And think to yourself, and this is how to put this in perspective, because everybody's morning routines are different. So ask yourself, what would the future version of myself do? What would she do? And do that. So By doing this and reducing what essentially this is decision fatigue, as you're creating pre-decisions. So this can be meal planning, and this can be done whatever makes sense to you. I personally like to do this weekly, and I combine this in with my weekly planning that I already do. So you can meal plan. You can batch plan tasks in certain blocks, similar blocks, right? You can plan a weekly routine. Having recurring calendar blocks for things that happen pretty regularly and just have them already in there, that's time saved. And then even incorporating, if you haven't already, a shared family calendar. So everything is in one spot that everyone can see and access at the same time. Now, that can also be for your teams too, if you want to look at this professionally, having a shared calendar. So when we reduce choices, when we think professionally, so go back to business for a second. This can be SOPs, standard operating procedures, set it and forget it type things. You do it once, then it's done and can be duplicated by another person, right? Systems for marketing your business. Now, I will have to say, oh my gosh, automations are amazing. If you're not already using them, look into it because it saves so much time. So, and then again, that's email templates, meal planning. And personally, what I've found to be super helpful when it comes to my children is setting out clothing for them, like for the week. Do it once at the beginning of the week and then it's done. And it reduces sometimes, not always perfect system, because sometimes they decide they don't want to wear whatever they have chosen. Sometimes I let them choose and other times I just do it. It just kind of depends on how I'm feeling. But setting out their clothes and having their outfits picked out a week in advance. And again, too, like there's different variables of like weather and temperature, of course. But the idea then is set it and forget it. So, the next is what I like to call like delegate or delete. So, again, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Or would my future self be doing this? All right. So, think again about that future present. Would my future self be doing X, Y, and Z? So, when you think about your business, this can be, again, admin tasks, scheduling. At home, this could be household tasks and chores, things that have been sitting incomplete on your to-do list for months. And this could be small things, this could be bigger projects, like a whole deep clean of your house, for example. So this applies across the board in all areas. What you need to do is really get rid of the non-essentials, and this is done by decluttering your to-do lists and decluttering your calendar. And really, if something has been on your to-do list for more than a month, I would say at least 6 months, get rid of it. It's obviously not getting done. And that might trigger some people, but there's a reason for that. It's just going to continue to sit there and make you feel bad. So get rid of it. And if you can't seem to do it for whatever reason that is, why it's not getting done, either outsource that, delegate that out to someone else. Again, this can be personally or professionally, or just get rid of it. Ask yourself, would the future version of myself do this? So then, towards the end of your day, having a routine to really set yourself up for success for the following day is super critical. Like, you really want to set yourself up for success because let's be honest, mornings, there's a lot of things that can happen, like a kid wakes up sick or you oversleep or whatever. Life's right. So at the end of your day, first, if you are someone who works towards the end of your day, like there have been times where, there's that sweet spot, right? Where if your kids go to bed a little bit earlier and you've got like this window of time to catch up on a few things. You can A, not do that by again asking yourself, what would my future self do? Or would she be doing that? Or you can do whatever X, Y, and Z is, but then you need to give your brain a signal of when you are done for the day. Okay. And that could be like the physical, like closing of your laptop or computer. It could be moving to a different room in which you don't do any work in, because again, that helps signal to your body. So again, if you're, going to bed, please don't work in bed, because that really confuses your brain, right? Because your bed, you want your brain to equate sleep and rest with your bed, not anything else. So nothing else really should be happening work-wise in your bed, because it's just confusing. And then if you're having sleep problems, that may be one big contributing factor, is because you're not always sleeping, you're working. So then your brain needs to be on, and your brain gets confused. So that's another hack. The other is to prep the night before. So like, say you are prepping like your children's clothes, your clothes. Another thing you can do is kind of pre-plan your day for the next day. So like taking a quick look at your calendar for the next day, some things may need to be swapped around depending, maybe business-wise you didn't get to a certain task and you want to make sure that that gets done the following morning. Those little tweaks, and you look at that. Or say you've got bigger projects or you have so many things going right now and you don't know what to prioritize. That would be a point in time the night before that you pick the three things that you are prioritizing that need to get done for the next day. Another thing that you can do is, if you have children, do a little bit of prep work. So if it's like a snack or a lunch, instead of doing it the morning of, would it be beneficial to do it the night before so that you can just get up, get the kids changed, and out the door? That is another thing. And you can prep for yourself too, right? Again, like if we go back to the morning routine and the go-tos, like if it's something that you need to make, can you make it the night before for yourself as your go-to quick run out the door snack? Or maybe you don't have to run out the door and you have time to do that, which is great too, as long as you've planned for it and you've allotted that time. But these are more about hacks that really set you up to be successful. But again, my go-to question that, if you're unsure, just not clear, because again, everybody's routines are different, ask yourself, what would my future self do? Or would my future self be doing this? So there's a lot more that I could deep dive into, but I dive into these more in my Back to Balance planning workshop and my mini course, All Starts With You. So for the purposes of this podcast, I really just wanted to hone in on some really quick and like you could literally do it today type of actions, some hacks for you. And again, you may find and develop your own hacks at work, because again, everybody's life is unique, their dynamics, their home life is unique. By asking yourself, what would my future self do, is huge. Because again, if we're thinking about where we want to be, who we want to become, and where we want to go, and everything aligning towards our goals, this is key. Your environment will ultimately match your future self, but not the other way around. So it all starts with you. And I wanted to take a moment and introduce a brand new quiz that I just launched, which is, it's a quick 2-minute quiz. But to really seal in what the topics that we've been talking about recently, which is, are you the bottleneck? So this is what this quiz goes through, and you'll find out who or what is slowing down your progress. So this is super eye-opening and fun, and it's perfect for high-achieving entrepreneurs who are super independent and feel like there is something slowing down their growth. So you can check it out on my website. Or I can also link it below in the show notes.
Thanks for joining me on the Fear Chronicles. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to like, comment, or share with someone who needs it. Want more support? Check out the links below for free resources, workshops, and how to work with me. Remember, bold moves start with small shifts. You've got this, and I've got you.